Now, we don't know if Daddy Warbucks was a hedge fund manager, but we do know that in today's Last Word in Business, we have Daddy Warbucks and the mop-headed orphan he befriends in the long-running comic strip Orphan Annie, because the two made their final appearance yesterday.
The comic's owner, Tribune Media Services, pulled the strip from newspapers. It seems that the gutsy girl and her rich industrialist benefactors weren't hedge fund managers. They weren't making enough money. In recent years, the comic appeared in less than 20 newspapers.
That's unlike the 1940s. When the comic was in hundreds of papers. It was so popular that when newspaper delivery men went on strike in 1945, the mayor of New York City, Fiore LaGuardia, read the comic on the radio so fans wouldn't miss out.
Now, you know, poor little Annie, the orphan, is on trial for murder. And what a trial it is. All the nice society people, you know, all the nice society people that know so much.
But in today's world, characters never die. They find new licensing opportunities. Annie's current owner says this character, who symbolizes perseverance in the face of difficulty, may be exiting the world of traditional print newspapers, but she'll push on into the world of new media, as in mobile devices, that would be a cell phone, and e-readers.
She will also live on Broadway. The musical Annie is slated for revival in 2012. And that's the business news on Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Deborah Amos.